Good afternoon. It's now 5 o'clock at News Radio KMAN. I'm Dave Lewis. This is our COVID-19 daily update. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, is joining us. Julie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Another beautiful day. And, as far as the area numbers, we're still holding steady on positive cases of the coronavirus here.
Yeah, we've had a good day. We're still at 47 confirmed positives, so no new positives as of today, and 24 of those have recovered. So we've added a few more to that recovery list. We do have 44 tests pending, and there have been a total of 390 negative tests in the county so far.
Okay. And let's just double check here. Geary County looks like they added one, and Pottawatomie County remains at 9. The state, 3,738. The death total so far for Kansas is 125. This was posted on the Manhattan Mercury's website here this afternoon, Julie, and it's Riley County's entitled Riley County Stepwise Approach to Lifting Social Distancing Measures. Now, tomorrow night, the governor is going to be having a press conference at 6:30. We will be carrying that live here on News Radio KMAN for our listeners' benefit. And it's anticipated that there is to be a reopening of much business activity in the Kansas. And I know that you're looking at it from a kind of a joint effort with Geary and Pottawatomie counties as well. But let's talk just briefly here about what this means locally. How is this all going to be put into play?
Sure. So, yeah, we're definitely waiting on the governor and whatever she decides to do. And that will be announced, I believe, tomorrow at 6 or 6:30. And we'll kind of go from there. But we've had a draft of an order in our back pockets now, just making sure that we're ready to push that out. This will be done in phases, as I mentioned before, or rather steps. And we want to make sure to leave enough time between those steps so that we can definitely see if there's been a change. And if there has been a downward trajectory of our percent positives, then we will move to that next phase or that next step. If not, we may even have to take a step backwards or just stay in whatever step we happen to be in. But we do have a lot of different general principles that we're following and guidelines. We have received input from both the clinical task force and also the reopening task force, who just had their first meeting today, by the way, and a lot of great ideas came out of that meeting. So we're taking in all of that information and putting it all in an order. So we don't take this lightly. We have a lot of data and input that goes into an order.
So what is the next step if the governor does decide to reopen the state?
Sure. So we cannot be, we have to be either right along with her, or we can actually be a little stricter than the governor and take into consideration that she's doing this for multiple counties, and some of these counties haven't even seen a positive as of yet, whereas here in Riley, our situation is much different. We do have to take into account the region around us. So the order that we have in place, we've been talking with Geary County and Pottawatomie County to make sure that whatever we have is very similar to what they have. And so that's one thing that we've taken into consideration. And so we will be opening some businesses in our first phase. If it goes along with the governor's order, we can relax that a little bit and open some businesses. But we want to make sure that there are safeguards in place. So these are no longer just best practices or recommended things. There will be some things that we can recommend and not require. But we'll actually have a lot of requirements for businesses to be able to open. And actually, a lot of these requirements we're already seeing being done at the essential businesses that are currently operating. For instance, Dillon's and Hy-Vee, they're already doing a lot of these things. So we know it can be done. We've seen it being done in other businesses. So to be able to open more retail businesses, guidelines would have to be put in place.
Okay. So these steps, basically 14-day increments is what I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. And I just received this here a little bit ago, so I haven't had a chance really to glean much from it so far, other than the fact that, there are going to be most retail businesses will be allowed to be open. And here's something I think that is going to be of interest for a lot of folks. Church services, funerals, weddings are allowed with public health requirements for social distancing and sanitation. How do you view that? If you're in a church, how do you view that? You still use the 6 feet spacing method?
Yeah, it's still 6 feet. And of course, we still want proper hand hygiene and all those sanitation processes to be met. And it will be a little tricky to be able to enforce anything. We're working hard with our CPD so that we're all on the same page as far as what are the restrictions. We're still not letting up on that social distancing, though. We really want that to be 6 feet between another person. And also with the churches, what we recommend for them to do is to stay with their Facebook Live or however they're doing that right now, keep their methods in place at least for another couple of weeks. And I think many of them will continue to do that.
And I'm just going to run through at least this first phase, step two, which would likely go into effect Sunday the 3rd. Is that correct to assume that? Restaurants and bars not allowed for dine-in, nail salons, barbershops, hairdressers, tanning salons, fitness centers and gyms, movie theaters, concert and entertainment venues, playground equipment, clubhouses, swimming pools, summer camps, and sports events. And it looks like many of those likely will continue to be closed even through the third step if, we're able to move forward.
Yes, and we'll have to, like I said, take this week by week, and we may continue to stay in that first phase even longer than the 14 days. So that 14 days is definitely minimum.
Okay. Well, we're anxious to hear what the governor has to say tomorrow night, and I know that you've got at least a plan that you're working on to put into place should that stay-at-home order be lifted tomorrow night by the governor.
Yes, absolutely.
Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We wish you and everybody there well, and we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Dave.